Welcome to this month's For Your Child newsletter. Our topic is Type 1 Diabetes Prevention Linked to Omega-3 Fatty Acids. Youngsters at high risk for developing type 1 diabetes might be able to prevent the disease by eating foods rich in omega-3 fatty acids, a new study suggests. Reporting in the Journal of the American Medical Association, researchers found that high-risk children with the highest omega-3 intake had up to a 55% reduced risk of type 1 diabetes. Study author Dr. Jill Norris says children with more omega-3 in their diets were about half as likely to develop type 1 diabetes than those with less. Omega-3 fatty acids are found in fish, walnuts, and certain plant oils, such as canola and olive. They have anti-inflammatory properties and are believed to help reduce the incidence of heart disease. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune disease in which the body mistakenly attacks the islet cells in the pancreas. Insulin, which regulates blood sugar levels, is produced by the islet cells. To assess the effect of omega-3 and omega-6 fatty acids on the risk of type 1 diabetes, Dr. Norris studied nearly 1,800 children who were at high risk for developing type 1 diabetes. They either had a family member with the disease or had genetic markers that put them at a higher risk for developing type 1 diabetes. Parents began periodically reporting dietary intake when the children were a year old. The average age at follow-up was 6 years. During that time period, 58 children developed type 1 diabetes. The researchers found there was a 55% reduced risk in those who reported consuming the most omega-3 fatty acids. Self-reported dietary information is not always the most reliable way to determine intake, so the researchers also looked at 244 children and measured a biomarker of omega-3 consumption from the blood. In this group, omega-3 fatty acid consumption reduced the risk of type 1 diabetes by 37%. Dr. Norris says the anti-inflammatory properties of omega-3s may be behind this potentially protective effect. She explains that inflammation is part of the very early process of diabetes. Dr. Stuart Weiss cautions that this effect may not be permanent. He says it may just be that omega-3s have delayed the onset of the disease, but the longer those cells function, the better. Dr. Norris says it's too soon to recommend that children, even those at high risk of diabetes, consume more omega-3s for the prevention of diabetes. Dr. Weiss says that omega-3 fatty acids are often already part of a healthy diet since they're found in fish, fish oil, and plant oils. He hopes that a large randomized controlled study will be undertaken to confirm whether or not omega-3 consumption can truly prevent diabetes. For more information, always consult your child's doctor. Thank you for listening. Please visit our website for more information on health and wellness topics.